Surah 104 Al-Humazah, Consequences for Human Societies which base themselves upon ways of life founded upon the idea of personal gains at the expense of each other instead of way of life advised by God for humanity for ensuring their well-being through help and full support of each other. This surah is named Al-Humazah because the Quran keeps telling mankind repeatedly the way of life based upon idea of personal gains at the expense of each other does not work for long because in time to come there is always reaction against it. It is because due to it societies based upon it always end up divided and rivalries soon turn into terrible hatred and animosities between those who have all they need for livelihood and those who have little or nothing to live on. This is why terrible wars break out between people for getting political and economic power in their own hands from each other to secure their own livelihood by taking control of as many people they can and as many resources they can as well as of means of production and distribution. This has been going on ever since humanity came about. All one has to do is, take a good look at one's own family, clan, tribe, society, or community or country or kingdom etc. as to how it is set up and the way it is run or works. One will clearly see that the more advantaged a person is, the more he uses that advantage to take undue advantages of others who are less advantaged than himself or herself. God revealed way of life tells people who are more advantaged to complement those who are less advantaged as much as they can or is necessary so that all could contribute maximum possible to humanity according to the best of their God-given abilities. This is the way of life based upon guidance of God as opposed to ways of life powerful and wealthy people impose upon the rest in order to take undue advantages of them. The way of life advised by God ensures people work for God and not for anyone else. When each and every person will work for God and do all that God tells him to think and do then humanity will have all its needs or wants met that will help it fulfill program of God properly. This is the real concept of Kingdom of God. Yet other important point to understand for humanity is that the Kingdom of God will not be brought about by God but by people according to guidance of God. God has given people information about His kingdom as to what it is all about and how human beings can bring it about or why or when or where. So people should not follow nonsense some religious people talk about when they talk about Kingdom of God instead they should make efforts to understand the Quran properly and follow it faithfully. In this surah the Quran talks about people who have a harmful and destructive mindset, attitude, and behavior which is most harmful and destructive for humanity as a whole. It warns them as well as the rest of humanity to not to go down that road because it will lead them into the hellhole of their own making wherein they will regret what they have done to themselves but then it will be too late as it was for similar type of people in the past. The way of life which leads to power struggles between people for personal gains at each other's expense is not right for living in this world, why not? Because when people will grab things from each other and dispossess each other regardless forcefully or by using tricks or deceptions and tricky mechanisms think about where will all this end up humanity as a whole. This is the main question people need to ask themselves in order to understand what is really wrong with this way of life. Not only that but think also, if each and every person only lived for oneself and ignored others what could still cause humanity problems and why. The huge differences between abilities of people i.e. one person is normal but another is not so that person needs more help of others to live in this world a graceful life. By not helping such people as much as normal people can or such people need, normal people will only cause problems for themselves, why? Because any normal person can become like those people at any time in one's life by accident or by way of genetic disorder that shows up at some point in one's life. So none is truly self-sufficient nor one can be. Moreover the fact is, no one has come into this world all by oneself rather God has brought people about through other people in this world which shows total interdependence. Not only that but people also need help and full support of each other in this world to live their lives with dignity and reasonable security. Security because if people will hurt each other in different ways then those people who are hurt could also come back to hurt them back in different ways as opportunities avail themselves to them. None can deny these like facts then why not also adopt the way of life that helps us live the way we should? Only and only foolish people who display arrogance or haughtiness can ignore or neglect these facts due to their own ignorance and stupidity. This is why Human World must revise its mainstream educational syllabus to make the world a better place for themselves or remain in hellhole of their own creation by ignoring all this. Hatred and animosity between people cannot be gotten rid of till people help each other change each other's mindsets, attitudes, and behaviors towards God-sent message and each other. The historical fact is hatred and warmongering engulfed and consumed humanity almost entirely at times. So if people want to save themselves from all this, then they should turn to way of life advised by one true God for ensuring well-being of mankind through help and support of each other in the kingdom of God as a proper human community. The Quran is full of verses telling people about two opposing ways of life and the end result for those who followed them right from the very first surah of the Quran till the very last one. The Quran does not stop people from working as hard as they can to discover uses of all God-provided things in this universe, rather it commands people to do so. What it stops people from is misuse of things by them. That is because misuse of God-provided things devalues things as well as reflects badly on God their provider in the eyes of those who are hurt by misuse of things by others. One has to ask oneself, how can that be? It is simple to understand. For example, if you make knives for peeling and chopping fruits and vegetables and distribute them widely so all could have them to benefit from this use of them, then it adds value to the material of which knives are made and the provider of that material in the eyes of those who benefit from those knives. On the other hand, if people start killing each other by using those knives, then that devalues the material of which knives are made as well as the provider of their material. Not only that, but it also devalues all the efforts and researches by human beings themselves which are involved in the process of making knives. So where is sense in misusing or mismanaging things for personal gains at each other's expense? We the human beings chop trees to make useful things of them for ourselves, and that adds values to the trees and our own efforts, but if we waste the trees or let them go to waste, then we have devalued them and their maker. Things only become valuable if they are made more and more useful for humanity and become wasted if they are turned useless or are allowed to become useless. This is why we have no choice but to think and do what makes this world the best by our own efforts. Now look at the food production industry, how much food they grow and let go to waste for sake of price fixing in the market, as well as look at the number of people in the world who sleep hungry. Why? Because our production and distribution system is founded upon the way of life based upon idea of personal gains at the expense of each other. This is why all of us human beings need to see clearly whether we are blessing ourselves with provisions of God or are we busy making our lives a terrible curse for ourselves by our misuse and mismanagement of God-provided things, and is it God at fault or us human beings? This is why we must put our education and training systems and programs on right footing if we wish to be truly successful people, otherwise we are doomed no matter how clever we think we are as individuals. This is why people must learn to understand revelation of God properly so that they could then base themselves upon proper footing and that way become united, peaceful, progressive and prosperous as a proper human community. Proclaim. In the name of Allah, the provider of psychological, sociological, and biological needs of mankind. One terribly regretful consequences await for every blood-sucking warmonger. Here the Quran is talking about each and every foolish person who does not bother to learn to think things through properly. It is only and only such like people who invent or impose upon each other wrong ways of life because they see their own benefits in doing that at the expense of others. Such people are not only ignorant and stupid but arrogant and haughty. That is why they take the wrong road or aim for the terrible end destination. Two, who amasses power and wealth through way of life based upon idea of personal gains at the expense of each other and keeps that power and wealth ready for using it for gathering more. Such people only and only aim to amass power and wealth for their personal glory at the expense of humanity. This is why they are always power hungry rather than living for ensuring well-being of others. They want to rule the human world rather than be one of the people under rule of law of one true God. In other words, such people want to be gods of others rather than being human beings. Such people not only ruin their own future but also future of all those upon whom they impose their way of life or ideology or rule. It does not matter what religion they claim to belong to, but they are rebels or rebellious against God, so their professions of faith are either based on their ignorance or to make fools of others. 3. Because he thinks his gathering of power and wealth this way will secure him forever. So-called powerful people lack self-confidence so much so that they see their true value or worth in having people and things under their control. This is why they use politics and economics to get what they want. For getting their way, they use all their tricks and mechanisms against humanity at large, thinking they are succeeding, but in actual fact they are losers. Why? Because greatness of a human being is only that which is in the eyes of God as well as humanity, and this greatness cannot be achieved no matter what unless people think and do things which ensure well-being of humanity. By dividing mankind on basis of wrong footing and causing needless fights and wars between them is nothing one could be really proud about. If anything, it is a shameful act against God and humanity. The Quran mentions people of great character as well as people of terrible character. Good people are still remembered with respect, whereas bad people are still remembered for their badness and are still condemned for that. People are not condemned for gathering material goods but for misusing or mismanaging them. The Quran likes for people to have purpose-based, blissful, dignified, and secure existence in this life as well as in life to come. So condemning the materialism is not the teaching of the Quran as such. The Quran imposes upon people as a duty to think and do all they can to have a great life in this world, but only and only as a proper human community and not as individuals at the expense of proper human community. Bad people are mainly mistaken in their minds that whatever bad they will do to others in this life will be forgiven just by praying to God for forgiveness, as their mullahs tell them, but this is not the way this world is set up by God to work. God has set up this world to deliver to people results of their thoughts and actions, some of which will follow them into their next life as well. Bad people may also think in their minds that they can give some people help here and there and that could save them from painful suffering in hereafter, but that is also a big mistake because God cannot be bribed or fooled into doing wrong things or doing thing in wrong ways. For by no means, instead his plan is bound to be thrown into turmoil due to upheavals in due course. 5. What will make you understand what that turmoil and upheaval is? 6. It is the fire of hatred between people which set up systems and laws of Allah make obvious for mankind in due course. When people do wrongs to each other, reactions are bound to follow sooner or later by those who end up dispossessed and suffer terribly. This makes future of all human beings uncertain or unstable, therefore unpredictable. One can plan all one likes, but one has no idea what plan of God is about that person or the society he is a member of. The more uncertain and instable people make their world, the more dangerous and unpredictable it becomes for them. The more certain and stable people make their world, the more safe and secure as well as predictable the world becomes. 7. Such fire of hatred that takes over the very being of such people. Here the Quran explains the nature of fire as well as its effects on a person or his society or on a person and his society. 8. It closes in upon them from every side. No matter what people with harmful and destructive mindsets, attitudes, and behaviors do to others as individuals or as groups, it all keeps adding to their own troubles as consequences that are to come face to face with them at a chosen time and place by set up systems and laws of God. None can escape them no matter what. 9. Spreading in huge columns of flames to engulf them. This surah tells mankind the reasons for which they compete against each other, and they are told that these reasons are not good for mankind themselves and that in time all dynasties come to an end, as the history of mankind stands witness to it. Many rulers or kings or emperors are dead and gone, and their dynasties are gone, and so will be the case with rest of them, and the only thing that will last is human community that will be based upon guidance of God as explained in the Quran in detail. This surah tells people to not to live by way of life based upon foundation of personal gains at the expense of each other, or in time things will completely disintegrate and people will end up fighting against each other, which will lead them to their own destruction by hands of each other. What else could be the outcome or the consequence of a way of life by which people live, whereby they trick or deceive each other to enslave each other? This is why the Quran tells people not to invent and adopt such corrupt and damaging ways of life, and instead live by way of life advised by God, which can ensure blissful, dignified, and secure existence of people as a proper human community in His kingdom.